paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
How did your hookup get ruled? Ruined, rather. Or how did it rule? No. Ruined. What was the thing that went wrong? Paul talked to Tommy a little bit, couldn't hang on, but Paul got divorced a few years ago and went and met a woman at a bar. When they went to go into his house, he realized she was limping a little bit, and he said, "Hey, are you okay? Do you need anything?" And she said, "No, you should probably know. I had a stroke and I'm paralyzed on my left side, but I can still feel it on the right." Said, Paul felt terrible for her. Did they still do it?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody says yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Absolutely.
Her right side deserved to have feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's worse. You're going to feel a lot worse if you don't. Like, she obviously was interested.
I mean, kind of, yeah. Like, no, sorry, I'd like to, but I can't because you're limp on one side.
I need to be able to disappoint both sides of your body at the same time.
We got a text. My date was going well until after our walk on the beach. The guy I was with asked me if I wanted a vodka or a Valium so that I could relax.
Good Lord.
Wait. Did I say or? I meant and. Thanks, Cosby.
That's aggressive.
It is very aggressive. This text, he called sex making kittens.
Oh, no.
The first and last time we made kittens, we were both virgins, and it lasted about 15 seconds.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. I hope you were teenagers and not like 30-year-olds, and he was calling it making kittens.
Right? Have you ever heard anybody refer to sex as making kittens?
No, nor should they ever.
Probably in Tommy's friend circle, right?
Yes.
Doesn't that real? I see it sincerely. Yeah. Tommy, do any of your friends refer to sex as making kittens?
Oh, who says that?
Okay, well, this is really bad.
Okay,
even
no.
Blippi finds it disgusting.
Making kittens?
Yeah, gross, right?
Oh, that made me shiver. I don't like that at all.
Okay, good. That was a test.
That was a test. 1-800-947-3979. Text from Nashville. My husband ruined our first hookup after my hysterectomy. 6 weeks, no extracurriculars. Finally, the day came. Things were getting started, and I could tell he's really into it. I go to de-pants, and when I started to bend down, he decided...
Wait. I go to de-pants?
That's what it says.
No.
When I start bending down to do so, he decided at that moment to launch at me. His head hit my nose, and then a loud crunch. I held my nose, and it started bleeding. He had broken my nose. I cried, not because it hurt, but because it was Thanksgiving in a few days and was worried I was going to look stupid in pictures. Needless to say, no activities took place. My husband felt so bad, and it was embarrassing telling doctors, nurses, and radiation techs the story over and over again, but we laugh about it a lot now. That is a good one.
I can't get past deep pants.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, yeah, but most people would say, take your pants off.
Or
I don't know.
Like,
say anything de-pantsed sounds so weird.
Or like a disrobe. Like, that even sounds better than de-pants.
De-pants sounds like it's an assault.
Well, it sounds like something that they would tell you if you're going for a checkup at the doctor. Okay, I'm going to leave the room so you can de-pants.
Yeah. Or they talk about those injuries where somebody got degloved.
Yeah, it's all
de-pantsed.
Yeah, you got your leg skin ripped off.
Or it kind of sounds like a nickname for a guy whose D's always sticking out of his pants. Like, sup, D-pants? D-pants?
D-pants?
chatting with a girl in the bar one night, she said, "Hey, watch my drink while I'm gone." She went to the bathroom. When she came back, I made the dumb joke that I put a couple roofies in it, but don't worry, I'll be sure to get you home okay.
Ah, Jesus. Jesus,
man.
That's what women want if they
yep.
If they ask you to watch their drink, they want you to put a lot of doubt in their mind when you when they come back, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you ask a man to watch your drink?
Not never.
Somebody you'd been chatting with?
No, not a stranger. I'd ask you guys to in the room here, well, but no, not a stranger.
I hope you'd trust us.
Yeah.
That'd have been really hurtful.
Yeah.
But yeah, if even if you were vibing with someone, like that's the exact person you should not let watch your drink in case you stopped vibing with them.
No,
good try, though,
I
on your joke.
Bring it to the bathroom with me and then dump it out in the sink and get a fresh one.
Yeah. Hmm. It didn't ruin it, but it was a bit of a surprise. A girl I was with did not tell me she was a squirter.
Maybe she didn't know.
Yeah, maybe you unlocked
catch
something.
Off guard, yeah. Yeah, maybe you're
really good at it.
She's a squirter! She's squirting!
Or really bad at it.
I don't think you generally squirt if you're having a bad time.
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, I've never heard of that either, but I mean, you know, maybe you unlock something that way. I ruined the hookup, had a girl over when I was young. My parents were gone and I was drinking. When I came back from the bathroom, there were condoms on the nightstand. I picked them up and I went, ha ha ha, condoms. Who uses those? And then she said, well, not us, and left.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
You dummy.
Oh, God.
That's brutal. How did you ruin the hookup?
Oh, that always reminds me of our old roommate Frank, or our old coworker Frank, that he would tell the story about the first time he was going to try to have sex with a girl in college, and he had had a crush on her for some time, and they had gone out and were at the bar, and they were having a good time. They go back to his place, and she gets on top of him, and
she de-shirted.
She took her shirt off, and he just looked at it and he goes, "Wow. Nice boobies." she immediately got off and left.
Dang.
Nice
that
boobies.
Sucks.
I mean, those a compliment.
Nice,
but...
Those are nice boobies. And he said it cartoonishly. Yeah. Like he was just like, oh, nice boobies.
It was nerd. Yeah. It was nerd reaction.
He did.
It was
nerd
total nerd reaction.
Oh my gosh, you have nice boobies.
Good on him for revealing that.
Sadly, ladies, you may find this relatable. Text from Wichita Falls. I once had a casual hookup buddy, and I asked him if he had forgotten to brush his teeth because, as we started making out, his breath was real bad. He said, no, I brushed them, but I ran out of toothpaste a few days ago, and I keep forgetting to buy more. So she writes, there I was, thoroughly brushed, flossed, bathed, shaved, moisturized, perfumed, and wearing my best underwear. And he couldn't even bother to use toothpaste. Oh. I left before showing him the underwear.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty bad. You're not even trying.
Yeah. Like, stop at any store and get toothpaste.
Or
get a bottle of Listerine or something.
Anything. Chew some Big Red.
They even have those teeny tiny little travel brushers that you bite the little bubble on it.
Oh, I haven't seen those. That's pretty handy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've had this for a while.
Yeah, you at least lie and just go, oh, I don't know why my breath is, I'm so bad. Let me, you know, can I have a toothbrush I can borrow right this minute or whatever. Don't say I haven't brushed in several days.
When it comes to like sexy hookups, which gender do you think is more weird? Like more likely to do weird things to ruin it?
Oh, I think people can be weird in general.
I think there's crazy on both sides.
Yeah.
Enough to go around, right?
Yeah.
But I think guys get real nervous in ways that make them come off kind of weird or creepy. Like coming off nerdy or goofy is a little different than weird. Coming off weird is like, ugh.
Like that's creepy. Like, let me give you one that's weird creepy. Okay. Ready? Text from North Dakota. We were hooking up. Things were going well. In fact, the sex was great. But then while I was on all fours and he was behind me, he reached up and put his finger in my mouth and pulled on my cheek like a fish hook. I kicked him out. He trash talked me by text for weeks after because he said I couldn't take a little rough stuff. What? Well, I mean, unless you said, hey, I want rough stuff. That's a really weird behavior.
Yeah, you
like that's banned in MMA fighting.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, fish hook.
And not everybody's into the same thing you're into.
That's a very specific fetish. Like, man, I just want to pretend she's a fish?
Yeah. Like you can
say, what are you doing?
You can say you're into rough stuff, but that also doesn't mean that I need you fish hooking my mouth.
Yeah, I would. That's what I was going to say. Even if you said, I'm good with it a little rough, that is an extra step.
Like, she might be okay with, like, light choking. So reach your hand around and do that. But don't stick your finger in her mouth and go, gotcha.
You definitely would need to say, hey, I have a weird thing.
Yeah.
Right? And how would you bring that up casually?
Yeah. I really like to put people in full Nelsons.
So do you like fishing?
A fish hook. That would throw me off so bad. I'd be like, what are
you
doing?
It seems violent. It seems like it's a different level of, like he's having some fantasies that you're not a part of. Right?
Yeah, I mean, tell somebody what you're into before you just do it. Because then, you definitely come off weird and invasive. Don't do that to my mouth.
Boy, it's a lot of guys ruining these things. So maybe the guys are head on crazy. From Grand Rapids, he sucked on my ears so hard I could hear my earrings crunching on his teeth.
That is weird.
Just got a little too vigorous.
Yeah, anytime there's earrings, I'm kind of like, okay, well, I think, you just got to be a little lighter in that area if you even do it at all. I don't necessarily want to kiss on your earrings anyway. Those always have a weird cheese smell for people who don't clean them often enough. For real.
Yeah, no, that
if
makes
people
sense.
Don't clean their earrings, they smell like cheese. It's gross.
That's not good cheese.
No.
Not like, ooh, is that fresh pizza?
No.
We got this one on the app that made me cringe a little. In a hot shower the morning after, I was on my knees and he passed gas. Not once, not twice, but three times.
Oh, and it always smells worse when it sticks to the water vapor.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what it is, but it's
true. It elevates it.
Well, it is. Steam. Yeah, it's steam.
Yeah, it's an amplifier.
Just, It coats the droplets.
Yes.
God, just no respect. Appreciate the work she's doing.
Oh, and you know that if it was in the shower, it was one of those flappers, too.
Oh, yeah. Can you even have a silent one in the shower?
Impossible.
Is that possible?
Never been done before.
That's a challenge. Everybody go home and try to have a silent fart in the shower. It can't happen.
I don't want to.
It's impossible.
They sound hilarious.
Yeah, you got to rock the rafters, man.
It's the best time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.